Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're now in chapter 2 of John in verses 1 through 12. And I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now, draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, they went down to Capernaum with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they remained there a few days. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm always amazed that your first miracle was a party. Your first miracle was to save someone's face. Your first miracle was hidden for the most part, and not necessarily known. Your first miracle was to turn something that was mundane into something that was absolutely magnificent. And it represented the best of winemaking at that time. And of course, it all makes sense, Lord. You do the same with our lives. And I pray for that today for those listening, that you would take the mundane of our lives and make something magnificent out of it. You would take the water that we offer you and turn it into the best wine. Lord, thank you that when we approach you, we will never thirst again, that you slake our thirst and you even fill us up to capacity, just like you filled up those giant water jugs. I can't imagine that is so much wine. And that's such a beautiful picture of the abundance over and abundant beyond what we ask. And of course, we've seen those scriptures and we've read those scriptures that you give us more than we even ask for. I pray for that today. I pray that you would give me more than what I ask, that eyes cannot see, ears cannot hear what God has prepared beforehand for those who love him. That is my heart. I want to see that, not for my glory, but for yours, so that I can point back to what you have done. And Lord, I pray that we wouldn't minimize you or shrink you or make you into a manageable deity, but that we would allow you to be wildly creative in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones and those we're praying for and those who are far from you. Lord, help us to pray bold, creative prayers and allow you to answer them in such a creative way that would astound us. Lord, our faith is too small. I pray that you would grow our faith. And throughout the whole New Testament and Old Testament, it always talks about faith. It's about trusting in you. It's not trusting in myself. It's about trusting your strength, not relying in my own strength. It's about believing you for big things, knowing that I cannot do the things God can do. And so I just choose to repent again, especially in the frenetic pace I've been in launching a book. I repent of thinking that it's all up to me. And instead, I subjugate my will to yours, Lord, and I welcome your creativity to do what you want to do in my life and in the lives of others. Lord, thank you for extravagance. Thank you for going beyond what we could imagine. And of course, Lord, just the fact that you have secured our salvation, that we now have unfettered access into the kingdom and that we are part of building a kingdom. You've given us good work to do, and you promise us that you who began that good work in us will bring it to completion. And so, Lord, today, for those who are frustrated in their work, I pray you'd bring satisfaction in a job well done and give us that motivation that we need to serve you and honor you through the things that we do as we work with our hands and our minds, and in my case, with my keyboard. Would you just be glorified in how we work today? I pray this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, amazing, splendid, spectacular name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful for you. I commend you again for listening. If you want to help out at all, this is a nonprofit podcast, meaning it doesn't make profit. When you support the podcast, you're helping pay for engineering. And so you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's a bunch of different levels you can support the podcast, starting at $1 a month. At $5, you get a free painting, $10, your name on a wall, and $20, you get a secret podcast that nobody else gets. So anyway, thanks so much in advance for doing that. And also thanks to all the patrons, the Patreon patrons. You help keep this on the air. And 609th episode today. So thanks so much to all of you.